Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Lisa DeJesse. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Anita. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for coming out on such a terrible driving day. I didn't realize. Did you realize what it was like out there?
No, not until I was on the highway.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, again, thank you for coming in. So, Lisa, tell our listeners a little bit about you and your background.
So, I am the owner of Live in the Moment with Lisa. I am an end-of-life coach and consultant. I have been a nurse for over 25 years, and the past 20 of those have been in hospice and palliative care.
Okay.
So I've always had a very strong passion for caring for those at the end of life. I feel that it's an honor and a privilege to be with them.
Okay. And how long did you say you've been doing that part of your practice?
So for 20 years, I worked in the hospice and palliative care, uh-huh. And then I loved it so much, but I love spending more time with people and wanted to branch out on my own.
Okay.
Because I've been such a fan of coaching, of life coaching, and I loved that. And there's so many different types of coaches. There's relationship coaches,
right,
and financial health and wellness, but there were very few end-of-life coaches. I haven't seen very many of those. So.
Okay, you're going to have to expand on what is an end-of-life coach.
Okay, so an end-of-life coach is a support person that provides non-judgmental, non-medical, holistic support to those nearing the end of life, and it's support for their families as well.
Okay.
This can be at any stage that they're in, whether a person is newly diagnosed or they're very close to death, and it can be even after with the families, the coaching can be.
I see. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to learn more about how people can get involved in that and what is involved in being coached and a life coach, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, you are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, please ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Lisa DeJesse, who is an end-of-life coach. So let's expand about what is an end-of-life coach. What exactly do you do?
Okay, so coaching creates a safe place for individuals to share their thoughts and their feelings and fears about death.
Okay.
Death is something that people don't want to talk about because of that fear.
Yes, I know a lot of people don't even want to have their wills made, right?
Right, exactly. So when people are dying, they have a lot to say, but they hold back. They're afraid of upsetting their families, mm-hmm, or, you know, making them uncomfortable. Families have the same problem, too, with their loved ones. They don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I can give you an example of that.
Okay, go ahead.
I was with a gentleman, an older gentleman, and he had adult children.
Okay.
And when I met with him separately, he said, I'm dying, but I don't want my kids to know.
Oh.
When I met with his kids, they said, my father is dying.
But I don't want him to know.
So there's that big gap there.
Yes.
And I can help bridge that gap and
right,
work with the family dynamics.
Uh-huh.
Because like I said, that our culture in general is afraid of death. And
right,
it's not embraced as a natural part of living as much as it used to be.
Okay.
There are a lot of factors that contribute to that.
So if I want to take part in your service, tell me what your service would entail.
So with people, I can set attainable goals.
Mm-hmm.
Their goals may have changed from a curative aspect to a more care and comfort.
Okay.
Sometimes people are told that there's nothing more that medicine can do.
Right.
But there's always more work to be done. And we can do that by creating a safe place to talk and discuss what's happening. I can help people feel unstuck in
right,
their situation.
Okay.
There's a lot of education that goes on as well, educating about the dying process itself and
mm-hmm,
what to look for. So at some point,
I found that very comforting when my mother was passing, when the nurse came in and said, this is what's going to happen.
Yes.
And she let us know, this is what's going to happen. they might not, mom won't be able to talk to you anymore, but she can hear everything. And boy, my mom had great hearing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, yes, go on, please.
Yes, hearing is the last sense to go.
Right.
So I can assist with helping them collaborate with the medical team because of my medical background.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sit vigil with them when they're actively dying and support the family at that time. And
yes.
Like I said, help them to know what to expect.
Right.
So they're not caught off guard by something. I love to do legacy projects. Yeah, I'd love to tell you about that.
Yes, tell us more about that.
Legacy projects, it's something that a loved one wants to leave behind.
Okay.
So it could be a scrapbook. It could be letters that they write to their family members to open on a certain day after they, you know, the loved one has passed away.
Oh.
It could be journals. It could help write their eulogy. I have a great book that I use as a tool. It's called Celebration of My Life, and it has writing prompts in it. So they can actually write down specific things that they want to say to their family, what, how they want to be remembered, favorite stories. It's really beautiful.
Oh, okay. You said you had a story to share with us.
I have lots of stories, actually.
But one in particular you wanted to share with us.
I'm going to circle back around to when I became a nurse.
Okay.
Okay, so I was in nursing school, and my mother was dying at the time.
Oh.
I had never seen anybody die before, so I didn't know what to expect.
Okay.
I kept being told that this is part of the process, and she was very uncomfortable, and she was suffering, but that's all I was getting for answers. And I vowed then that I would never let that happen to one of my patients.
Oh.
It wasn't what the experience that I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I expected it to be more natural. I had this intuitive feeling that there was more to this than I knew.
Okay.
So that's how I got into this.
It's not what the movies show.
It's not like the movies at all.
Right.
And that's why the education is so important to me, and connecting with the family and the person, so they have that time to process everything. They can do things like end-of-life planning and legacy projects and make it more peaceful.
Okay.
So that's where, like, the projects and the working with that. And those projects can be anything that somebody wants it to be.
Right, right. Fantastic. Okay. So when we come back, you are going to share with us, tell us the five...
It's called the five wishes.
The five wishes. Okay. So we're going to learn more about that. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPC 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPC.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Lisa DeJesse, and now Lisa is going to tell us about the five wishes.
Okay, so the five wishes, a lot of people don't know about it, but it's a legal document. It's basically a living will that talks about your personal, emotional, and spiritual needs, as well as your medical wishes.
Oh, do you need a lawyer for this?
No, you don't.
Oh.
You can fill it out on your own.
Uh-huh.
It's simple, it's easy to read and understand, and give it to your primary care physician.
Okay.
And then you could have a lawyer look at it if you were doing other types of wills and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for your family to know what your wishes are and to honor them.
Okay.
So one of the things on the five wishes is who you want to make decisions for you when you can no longer do that.
Uh-huh.
And it's great to have these things in place
for yes.
a crisis.
And written down.
Exactly.
Yes.
It talks about the kind of medical treatment you do or don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be specific things, like you may not want to have hydration at the end of life, or different treatments that may change your plan.
Is this like something that you would sign at the hospital?
You can do it at home and sign
okay.
it.
All right.
And you can either give it to a lawyer if you want them to look at it, or somebody in the medical field, but it's important to give it to your primary caregiver because they are in charge of your, you know, your care.
I see. Okay. Go on.
It talks about how comfortable you want to be. Some people use holistic medications. Some people use traditional medications.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes into detail about what you specifically want.
I want a weighted blanket.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead. And my dog.
One is interesting thing is how you want people to treat you. Some people want to be treated just as they were in life.
Yes.
You want to be made to feel different.
Right,
and
right.
Again, it goes
that would
into,
be me, yes.
Yeah, again, it goes into more detail about that.
Mm-hmm.
The last part reminds me of the legacy project. It's
okay.
What you want your loved ones to know, specific things. You know, if you want to pass on family traditions, if you want to be buried in a certain place or
uh-huh.
have a non-traditional funeral.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, there's many things, you can go anywhere with this, of what you want your loved ones to know at the end of your life.
Okay, all right. That's fantastic. And you help people to navigate through those and write them down or?
Yes.
That's so part of what you do?
Exactly. Underneath each of one of those wishes, there's more detailed information,
uh-huh.
but it's easy to follow. But I like to sit with people and go through it and explain things. It's good to understand the medical piece of it, too, because they might have questions about that.
Right.
And it's easy to get that form.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're the whole package. You get to do the medical part and the other part, too.
Right. I like to combine the two.
Can we talk a little bit more about the fear that some people have about even talking about this?
In terms of...
A lot of people, you know, maybe they're listening in, but they're going, yeah, no, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to do this now. I have plenty of time. Can we talk a little bit about that fear?
Sure. I think the fear comes from a lot of things because years ago we embraced death a lot more easily.
Mm-hmm.
But medical technology has advanced so far. People are kept alive much longer with medication, with treatments, or on machines.
Right.
So it's become very medical and scientific.
And even beyond death, too, people are getting frozen.
Exactly.
Right.
I have heard about
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah,
so
they don't want.
There's a lot of fear there. And it's one of my goals is to normalize death as a natural part of living.
Right.
To dispel those fears and myths about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's important. When people are less fearful, they can make decisions more easily, they can pass away more peacefully.
Right.
For the family as well. The family needs a lot of education on the death itself.
Right, right. That's comforting when
right,
you
right.
tell them this is what's going to happen. Right. Okay, I understand. All right. So when we come back after our break, we're going to talk more about some events that you have coming up, right, Lisa?
Yes.
All right. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPC 95.1 FM. We are Lemonster's community radio station, so ask your friends to listen to us either live or online at WLPC.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Lisa DeJesse. And so off air, Lisa and I were talking about some stories that people tell her towards the end. Do you want to share one of those?
Sure. So I was taking care of a woman, and we became very close. She was a very spiritual woman. And in talking, I asked her, how will I know when you get to your next place, whether it be heaven or what you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I will send you pink balloons. Short time after that, I was going to take care of a woman, and she was young, and she had young children in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to myself, saying, oh, you need the strength to get through this, because working with children is difficult.
Right. Right.
So as I was talking to myself, I was thinking about the other woman, and right in front of my car, up in the sky, three pink balloons went right up into the air.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I have so many stories that could be the show.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you want to tell us about some of the things that you have going on,
sure.
some events that are going on.
Sure. So I'll be doing a class, and I call it My Aging Parents, and I'm aging myself here, but at the age that I am, as our parents get older, things change with them. You
mm-hmm.
may notice that they start to forget to take their medication
mm-hmm.
or they can't get out and go shopping anymore.
Right.
And if you don't have a plan in place, it gets very difficult.
Right.
And I can give you an example. If, say, you know, your mother falls and unfortunately breaks a hip, goes to the hospital, they stabilize her there, then she end up in a rehab. And from that point, what happens? Are they going to come home with you? Do you have the capacity to care for them? If you have to private pay for somebody to help you, do you have the finances?
You know,
if they go to a nursing home, does your insurance cover it? So there's all these things that need to be in place. If you're not prepared, you're making decisions in a crisis mode.
Right, we've all been there.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if we can be prepared and be proactive instead of reactive,
right,
it just makes it easier for everybody. So that will be a Zoom class.
Oh, that sounds, that'd be great. Zoom class. Okay. And anything else that you have coming up besides that?
Right now, that's it. I hope to have some more classes in the future on more detail of what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be coming up soon as well.
So if people are interested in learning more about your services, how could they get in touch with you?
Sure. That's a great question. So they can get in touch with me through my website. It's www.livewithlisaintheMoment.com.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I will post that on my Facebook page as well.
Sure. They can email directly, too, if they want. It's lisa@liveinthemomentwithlisa.com.
Okay. All right. Any last thoughts you want to share with people about this whole process and what you do?
Well, I know I talked about the fear a couple of times because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you before when we were at an expo, one of my signs said, end of life is more than medicine. And people would look up at that sign and walk away or say right to me that they were afraid to talk about it.
Oh.
So I just want to instill in people that if they have more information, more education, and they're more prepared, it's going to be easier for them.
Right.
And, you know, and I could help them dispel those fears and myths.
Right. But on both sides, both the family
right.
and the person going through.
Right. But the big takeaway is I believe that everyone, no matter what stage they're in their illness,
mm-hmm.
should live all their days to the fullest.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right, peacefully, comfortably, and to live in the moment until the moment is gone, mm-hmm. which is where I got my name, Live in the Moment.
Oh.
It's very important to live out the time you have the best that you can.
Oh, Lisa, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing what you do, and thank you for what you do, because a lot of people don't realize that it can be a beautiful experience at the end. Yes.
Thank you for having me, Anita.
You are welcome, Lisa. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. It's about that time where I have to say goodbye for another week. I want to thank my very special guest, Lisa DeJussie from Live in the Moment with Lisa, telling us all about end-of-life coaching. Please tune in next week when I'll have another special guest. Until then, love and peace. Have a wonderful week.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. Giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.